is a prayer which is part of Mangalacharana. In Vaishnava literature, before the discussion of tattva or lila, siddhanta or lila is presented, there are some preliminary formulas, some prayers are offered. It's called Mangalacharan. We've heard over so many weeks, we've heard different prayers. This is the ninth prayer of Mangalacharan. There was a prayer to Lord Chaitanya, there was a prayer to the Vaishnavas, there was a prayer to the six Goswamis. Now this particular prayer is to Madhavendra Puri. Yeah, this is the tenth. This is the tenth prayer. There's been 10 different prayers. It's not that the devotee jumps right into the story or jumps right into the philosophy. Because devotee has Dainyabhav. Dainyabhav means he is basically full of humility. What can I do on my own? Humility is one aspect of Sharanagati. To feel incapable of performing some task or doing something without the touch of the divine, without the contact of transcendence, the devotee feels helpless. He doesn't have this dumbha, this hankar, this pride. I can do it. I did it. I will do it. I'm doing it. Aham karta. Devotee doesn't think I'm the karta. He thinks he's the karta. Bhagavan's the karta. I am just an instrument. Nimitta matram. Nimitta matram. I am only an instrument of the will of God. God proposes. God proposes. Bhakta disposes. God proposes. Bhakta disposes. So the will of God is executed in this world by the devotee. He's speaking on behalf of the Lord. He's eating on behalf of the Lord. Namo Brahmanya Devaya. Go Brahmana Hitaya cha. Jagadhitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Govindaya Namo Namaha. Brahman Namo Namaha. Govinda Namo Namaha. Gomata Namo Namaha. This verse is like this. Gomata is respectable. Brahman is respectable. Krishna is respectable. Govinda. Bhagavan Sri Krishna Govinda. So Krishna's Kaviraj, he is a Nityasiddha. Nityasiddha Parishad of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's a Nityasiddha Parishad of Srimati Radharani. Kaya Vyuha. He's a Kaya Vyuha directly expanded in his Manjari Sarup. His Kasturi Manjari. Krishna's Kaviraj is Kasturi Manjari. Radharani expands into the Sakis, all her maidservants and Sakis, or Sakigan. And Krishna expands into all his cowards and all his friends. Originally, it was Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna's Adi Bhagavan, Adi Shakti, Adi Shakti Radha, Adi Bhagavan's Krishna. And from them, everything comes. So Krishna's Kaviraj is not thinking, I'm a Nityasiddha Parishad, I'm Kasturi Manjari, I'm Guru, I'm Brahman. Oh no, Dainyabhav, what am I? O Madhavendra Puri, please give your blessings. O Sad Goswamis, please give your blessings. O Mahaprabhu, please give your blessings. Kripa karo, kripa karo, kripa karo. Begging. Where there is pride, there is no prema. You may have some accomplishment in the material world, some fame, name, and you're proud of it. I'm so powerful, rich, wealthy, influential. Beautiful, famous, Vidvan, Chaturvedi, Shastra Vidvan. Do you know who I am? I am Ek Hazar At, Sri Srimad, Maha Mandaleshwara, Shastra Shiromani, Dwijamani. In the Gaudiya Vaishnava society, the biggest devotee, what is his name? Oh, what is the name of your guru? My guru's name is Das. What is your name? Das. Acha. You started serving Gurudev, and you're a Das, yes. And your Gurudev has been a guru for 40 years, yes. And what is he? He's a Das. Huh? You start day one Das, Krishna Das. And your guru is also Krishna Das. How is this? He should become Ekazarat and the big long thing. And Gaudiya Vaishnava is Das. The most advanced Siddha Mahatmas, They're Das. Krishna Das. Kishori Rai. Kishori Rai Das. Kishori Mohan Das. Kishori Radhe, Kishori Radhe, 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 Kishori Radhe. So, Madhavendra Puri, there's something special about him. This chapter is called Kapaturu Adhyaya. We're going to hear about this metaphor of the tree of devotional service, the wish-fulfilling tree, Kapaturu, Bhakti Kapaturu. There may be Kapaturu trees, we have heard in Shastra, something called Sparshamani, touchstone, Kapaturu, wish-fulfilling tree. But the ultimate wish of every entity is to have love, is to have connection with eternity, is to live eternal life full of knowledge. Never, no death, no extinction, no annihilation, no separation. Eternal union, eternal love, joy, fulfillment, beauty, and charm. This is the fulfillment of the heart. Not possible without bhakti. Not possible without prema. The kapaturu of bhakti is this wish for this kapaturu is called bhakti kapaturu. This whole chapter is bhakti kapaturu adhyaya, the chapter about that tree. That tree is a kapaturu. Oh, kapaturu, please give me money. Oh, now I got money, like some genie, magic genie, Aladdin's lamp. And you rub the lamp.
Ah, yes. What do you want? I am the genie in the lamp. You have invoked me. What do you want?
Oh, Baba, Baba, Baba. Oh, genie, I want to be wealthy. I want to have followers. I want to have money, position, fame. Okay, yes, yes, take, take. But will all those things, all that name, fame, position, power, money, beauty, long life, everything, health, healthy, ekdam swasthoga, swast sharir, ekdam must, will that give you happiness? Will that give you fulfillment, beauty, charm, inner charm? Will your heart fill with charm by having a beautiful body? Will your heart fill with delight? Will your mind fill with ecstasy by having money? Will you feel an inner joy and peace that's not found anywhere in this world, but it's within the Atma? It's the Atma's birthright. It's the proprietary rights of the Atma to experience the inner joy, inner fulfillment, inner wisdom. No kapaturu of this world can give that, so-called wish-fulfilling trees. Only bhakti. Bhakti can give. So this is bhakti kapaturu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought that to this world. Yesterday, last week, we had a verse where it said he brought this to this material world. This is prithvi. He bought, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he brought prema, he brought the tree of prema to this world, which means it comes from outside this world. It comes from the spiritual world. Then he made an arrangement to have roots of that tree, branches of that tree, fruits of that tree. The fruit is Krishna prema, prema phal. So these different devotees that are being invoked and prayed, they're representatives of that tree. One may ask the question, because this verse is mentioning that Madhavendra Puri, he is the first person in the Madhva, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, he is the first person to reveal this Braja Prem, this mood of Viraha Bhav, Viraha Prem, love and separation from Krishna. Predates Lord Chaitanya. Madhavendra Puri is the guru of Ishvara Puri. Ishvara Puri is the guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one may ask, how is it possible, since Lord Chaitanya brought the tree of prema to this world, which the chapter is telling us, how is it possible that already, he never contacted Lord Chaitanya, how is it possible Madhavendra Puri has already Radha Bhav. Vipralamba Bhav is in the heart of Madhavendra Puri, which we'll find out about the verse that's mentioned in the purport. Ai dina dayardra natthahe. Lord Chaitanya came to give this. Lord Chaitanya came to give Radha Bhav. He came to give Gopi Bhav. the mood of separation. And he came to teach Viparlamba Bhajan. What is Viparlamba Bhajan? What is the process? What is the process of worshiping Radha and Krishna in the mood of separation? It is encapsulated. Viparlamba Bhava is encapsulated in this verse, Aidina Dhyardhanatahe, which is quoted two times in this Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila and Antilila, and also in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Lord Chaitanya is coming to give it. He already has it. How did he get it? That was told in last week's verse. Last week, it said that Lord Chaitanya says, Bhakti kapatu ropila shinchi ichapani. Ichapani. By Mahaprabhu's icha. Icha means desire. It was the desire of Mahaprabhu to, because Mahaprabhu, he is Trikalagya. Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna Nahayanya. He's Radha and Krishna. He's knowing that I'm coming to this world. I'm going to take initiation in the Madhva Sampradaya. I have my plan. I have my purpose. So therefore, I am choosing this person, Madhavendra Puri, and I am going to place in his heart the Bhakti Lata Beej. It is my icha. It is my will. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he planted in the heart of Madhavendra Puri the seed of the Bhakti Kalpataru. And that seed grew up into a tree. At least we can say, the verses are saying Prem Ankur, Prem Bija. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the Bija, and then Madhavendra Puri, it became Ankur, Prem Ankur. Ankur means sprout. First there's Bijam, then something comes out. Some little stem, little green leaves. This is called Ankur. Sprout, we say sprout. Little, some life, some seed, and life is coming. Life is there. Leaves, little tiny sprout. Then later becomes big, big plant, big tree. So many leaves, flowers, fruits, everything. But first, Bijam, then Ankur, then growing, and then fall, prem fall. This is the explanation by his icha. Then Madhavendra Puri, he received that seed by the will of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he developed that. And he developed that Radha Bhava intensely. Then he initiated Ishwarapuri. Ishwarapuri. And Ishwarapuri became the guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is exactly what happens with a devotee. When a bhakta is on the path of devotional service, the goal of devotional service is Krishna Prema, Prema Pumartha Mahan. Ado Shara Tata Sarasanga Bhajanakriya Narta Nivriti Tata Nishta Tato Ruchi. Then Asakti Bhavan Prema. This is the goal, Krishna Prema. But is Krishna Prema something we can produce by our sadhana? Is Krishna Prema something we can produce by our own endeavor? Is love of God something that we can create it in the kitchen? We can throw a little bit of flour and salt together and bake a loaf of bread or something? We cannot. It must be put into the heart. It must be given. So this is what Krishna does. Krishna, when he's pleased with the purity of purpose, when he's pleased with the extent of the attachment, asakti, when he's pleased with the development of bhava in the heart of the bhakta, then Krishna places his own prema in the heart of the bhakta. And then, now the bhakta has received the prema from Krishna. Now he has the prema in his heart, Krishna prema. It is given. Krishna prema pradayate. Namo mahavananyaya. Krishna prema pradayate. Krishnaya. Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gorchuse Namaha Pradayate. Then when Krishna places the prema in the heart of his pure devotee, then now the devotee has the ability to relish bhakti ras in the fullest way. And he has the ability to give ras, bhakti ras, or give prema satisfaction to Krishna. Krishna is also Trishna. Krishna is Trishna. Trishna means thirsty. thirsty, thirst. He's thirsty. God is thirsty for what? For love. Who isn't? Who is not thirsty for love? To receive love, to be loved, to be loved, to give love. Anyone doesn't want? Is this something no one wants? So Krishna, he places the prema in the heart of the devotee. Now, then he relishes it. He puts the prema in the heart of the devotee. Then the devotee expresses that prema back to Krishna. It's almost like, I give you some mangoes. Here's some mangoes. You have no mangoes, you can't do anything. So I give you some mangoes. And you say, okay. You take the mangoes, you cut them up and wash them, everything. Cut them, put them in a blender, put in some cow's milk, this, that, and maybe a little kapoor, something small, like a nice flavor if you're from South India. Mix up. And then you say, here. You say, oh, you made such an interesting combination. You made am shake or mango shake, whatever you call it. I gave you mangoes. That's nice, has certain ras, but you gave me amrit. I gave you the mangoes. Without me giving you the mangoes, you can't make mango shake, and you can't give it back to me and give me that happiness of drinking mango. So Krishna puts the prema in the heart, and then we mix it up. We mix it with our own bhavas, and our own rag. And we say, Krishna, watch this. Whoop, ha. Oh, this is very unique. This is very flavorful. Yes, this is called Radha Prem. Oh, thank you. Oh, Krishna, look. Oh, what is that called? This is called Lalita Prem. Oh, sure. Oh, it's very tasty. Huh, what's this? This is called Sridham Sakha Prem. This is Sakha Prem. Oh, you're my friend. You're my bosom buddy friend. Oh, this is very tasty. How you made like this? You gave me the mango. I just did this, that, the little kapoor, this, that. Special taste. I never before had a mango shake with kaffir inside. It's a first to me. Anyway, what is kaffir? What is kapoor? I didn't know you could eat it, or you only burn it, you don't eat it. So this is how it works. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did that with Madhavendra Puri. He put the prema in his heart. He put the prema in Madhavendra Puri's heart. Madhavendra Puri gave it to Ishwara Puri. And Ishwara Puri gave it back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, okay, because this is parampara. I give you, then you give back to me. So are you giving me or I'm giving you? I give to you, and then you give back. Now are you giving me or I'm giving myself? I'm giving myself through you. So Mahaprabhu, he put the prema in Madhavendra Puri. Now, oh, I have this prema. I was initiated in the Madhva Sampradaya, which is all ritual and yajna and puja. And the perfection of Madhva Sampradaya. What is the perfection of Madhva Sampradaya? I am Madhavendra Puri. I took initiation in Madhva Sampradaya. What is the perfection? Dasya Rati. Dasya Bhav. That's it. Vas Hogya or Ne. Vaikuntha Prapti. Narayan Seva. Krishna in this mood of this is the Bhav, Madhva Sampradaya. There is no Braja Bhav. No Sakabhav, Vatsalyabhav, Madhurabhav. No. But this is a sampradaya that took initiation in Madhavendra Puri, but all of a sudden, now, oh, this is happening? And I'm the only one? I'm the only one in a sampradaya? This is happening to me? How is this happening? It's happening by Mahaprabhu Icha. Last week's verse is telling you. This is happening by Mahaprabhu Icha. This is the will of God. The Madhavendra Puri becomes the Ankur and Bijam of this Braja Prem. Because Lord Chaitanya wants to show everyone that you get from parampara. It comes, I give it to somebody in the parampara, then it comes down and you receive it. Brahmanda Brahmate Kon Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. Same principle. Bina Guru, Bina Prem. No guru, no koi prem nahi. Now, by the will of the Lord, he developed so much this prem that he actually became honored in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Madhavendra Puri is giving the seed of Sringar Ras. He's giving the seed of Sringar Ras. Sringar Ras means erotic, conjugal, transcendental love between Radha and Krishna. Sringar. It's called Sringar Ras. Madhurya Ras, Madhurya Prem. But Madhurya Prem is also there in Vaikuntha. Lakshmi loves her husband. That's also Madhurya. But it's not Shringar. It's not Shringar Ras. Shringar Ras is a special flavor on the foundation of Parakya. Parakya Bhav produces Shringar Ras. Bhavas combine and they produce Ras. Vibhav, Anubhav, Sanchari Bhav, and then they produce Bhakti Ras at the level of Bhav. So we have Madhurya Bhav and Vaikuntha, but that Madhurya Bhav is not producing Shringar Ras. But Madhurya Bhav, because the elements are not there, there's certain bhavas. When certain bhavas combine together, they produce Bhakti Ras in the mood of Sakya, Bhakti Ras in the mood of mother, Bhakti Ras in the mood of lover, Bhakti Ras in the mood of wife, Lakshmi Devi. But when it's Parakya, when your consort or when your mistress, your Gopi Sakhi, is in Parakya Bhav, that is a Bhav, Parakya Bhav. She's not married to anyone. She's married to someone, but she, Parakya means she belongs to another, not to me. That's why it's called paramour love. Radharani has a husband, Lita has a husband, Vishak has a husband, but they leave the husbands in the Goshala and they run to the Rasmandal. Where's your husband? He's in the Goshala. Where are you? I'm in the Rasmandal. Oh, it sounds like a lot more fun to be in the Rasmandal. I'd rather be in the Rasmandal than in the Goshala. So this is Parakya Bhav, which is one of the elements required to produce Shringar Ras. You understand? No Parakya Bhav, no Shringar Ras. The seed of Shringar Ras is coming from Madhavendra Puri. Shringar Ras, one of the elements of Braja Shringar Ras is Shringar Ras has Vipralamba and Sambhog. There's a separation mood and then there's a mood of union. Madhavendra Puri, he developed this intense mood of separation. So much so that in his heart, he identified with the bhav and mellow of Srimati Radharani. At what particular time? When Uddhav came from Mathura to Vrindavan, he carried a message from Krishna. And he met Radharani and the gopis at a place called Uddhava Kyari, which is near Nandagram in the fields. Very lonely place, so many trees, kadamba trees, very lonely place. Uddhava met Radharani and the gopis there. And when Radharani was speaking to Uddhava, Srimati Radharani was in an intense mood of separation. She was feeling helpless. She was feeling overwhelmed. Her mind and heart were disturbed and agitated. And when she met Uddhava, she cried. She was wailing and crying. And what did she cry? Ai Dina Dayar Danathe. Mathura Nath Kadav Alokyase Ridiyam Twad Aloka Kataram Dayata Brahmyati Dayata Brahmyati Kim Karomyaham. This is the words that came out of Radharani's mouth when she met Uddhav. And this Bhav, this is called Gopi Bhav. Madhavendra Puri was doing his bhajan in Gopi Bhav. Madhavendra Puri was doing Vipralamba bhajan. This is described in Bhajan Rahasyam. It's called Saptamayam. Saptamayam Bhajan. Saptamayam Bhajan is the seventh time, the seventh period of the day, Saptam. And this Bhajan parallels the bhava and the moods of Shikshastakam. Everyone's heard of Shikshastakam. Cheto Darpanam Arjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. The teachings of Lord Chaitanya. This seventh prayer of Shikshastakam, Yugayatam Nameshena Chakshusha Pravashayatam Shunyayatam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahename Govinda Viraha Krishna Viraha means separation from Krishna. What kind of separation? Is it man? Is it Premvaichitya? Is it Purvarag? What kind of separation is it that Radharani's feeling when she met Uddhav? It's called Pravas. Pravasarag. Pravasarag. That means that intense attachment and that intense feeling of separation one has when the beloved is very, very far away. Pravas. Vas means residence, location, living. And pra means he's very far. Sometimes it's say Durvas or Pravas. Pravasarag. She was feeling so much, she was separated from Krishna. Where was Radharani? She was in Braj. Where was Krishna? Mathura. Mathura is 8 kilometers from Vrindavan. But that's geography. That is topography. Measurement. 8 kilometers from Vrindavan. Why couldn't the gopis go there? Krishna's in Mathura. Gopis are in Vrindavan. Because it was not 8 kilometers. It was 8 million yojans. 8 million yojans. It was 8 million kilometers. That's how far Mathura is from Vrindavan. How so? How is it possible? Because of bhav. The Mathura bhav. It is not Braj. There's no Kadambakandi. There's no Radhakund. There's no Giri Govardhan. Impossible. I cannot reach there. The gopis cannot go there. So when Radharani met Uddhav, she was so much feeling separation from Krishna. She's crying. Ai dina dayar dinate. Oh, Lord, you're Aidina Dyardanata. You're supposed to be compassionate. What about Ai? What about me? You're compassionate to the poor. Aidina, Dina Dyardanate. You are the Lord. You are the master of those that are poor and destitute. What about me? Am I not poor? I have no love. I have no lover. You're not here. Am I not poor? Aidina Dyardanate. Mataranath Kadavalokyase. Now, you're not the Lord of my, you're not my Prananath anymore. You're not Vrindavannath. You're not Rasanath. You're not Radhanath. Now you are Mataranath. And the only thing I want to say to you is this, Kada, Kada, Kada. When will I see you? Kadavalokyase. Lokyase. When will I see you? This is my... Radharani cried this out to Uddhav. And Madhavendra Puri was... This was his bhajan. One shloka, mantra upasana. Mantra upasana bhajan. One shloka which represents... This one shloka represents gopi bhav, radha bhav, viraha bhav. In order to attain Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan, Braj Prapti, Goloka Prapti, one must engage in Vipralamba Bhajan. This is what Mahaprabhu taught. He's crying, the Shikshastakam, he's crying the prayers of Shikshastakam. The same verse, Ai Nanda, Tanuja Kinkaram. Ai Nanda Tanuja Kinkaram. Kinkaram, this same phrase is in this verse by Madhavendra Puri, which is Radharani. He became, just imagine, when you follow, it's called Braja Anusarata, Braja Loka Anusarata. There's two aspects of Rag Bhakti. One is called Braja Loka Anusarata. Braja Loka means you Anusarata, that you follow in the footsteps, not Anukaran, but Anusara, Anusarata. Braja Loka Anusarata. You follow in the footsteps of a resident of Vrindavan by their bhav, by their bhajan, and by their mood, and by their pastimes. This is an aspect of Raganuga Sarana Bhakti. Yes? Madhavendra Puri was engaged in Raganuga Sarana Bhakti following a resident of Vrindavan. He was following Radharani. He became so surrendered and so humble that he became Tadatmika. Tadatmika with the bhav and heart of Srimati Radhika. Tadatmika with Radhika. This is bhajan. We must become Tadatmika with Radhika. This is Gopi Bhav. This is Manjri Bhav. This is Braja Bhav. And this Madhurya Prem, Bhajan. And he is the Bijam, an Ankur of our Sampradaya. Our Sampradaya is Gopi Bhav Sampradaya, Braja Bhav. So he became so much identifying with Radharani's mood of separation, which means Vipralamba, Viraha, Krishna Viraha, that he entered into Radharani's heart so deeply that he pulled something out of Radharani's heart. He pulled the Ratna Shiromani of Radharani's heart. The essence of separation, the essence of Vipralamba Bhav is contained in this one shloka. The whole essence of Vipralamba Bhav, this is a Prayojana shloka. This is Prayojana Tattva. Prayojan, Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojan. This is Prayojana shloka. This is the goal of devotion, prema. First Viraha, then Sambhog. First intense separation, then Sakshat Darshan. First intense Viraha, then Spurti, Vispurti, then Sakshat Darshan. No Viraha, no Spurti. No Viraha, no Vispurti. No Viraha, no Sakshat Darshan. This is the teaching of Madhavendra Puri. So he did mantra, upasana, bhajan. One shloka was the sum and substance of his whole bhajan. One shloka, ai dina dayar danatahe. Maturanath kadavalokyase. Ridiyam, ridiyam twad. Aloka kataram. Kataram means kataram. Agitated, disturbed, overwhelmed. Kataram. Dayata. Dayata. Oh my dayata. Oh dayata. Oh my dayata. 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 My beloved. Brahmyati. Brahm. I am Brahm. Do you know what is Brahm? Brahm. Do you know Brahm? Hindi Brahm is there. Brahm, illusion. Brahmyati. I am bewildered. I can't see you. I can't see you. Kada, when will I see you? I am so bewildered. I'm so disturbed and agitated. And I become very humble. I become a beggar. Kim Karomi, what can I do? This is Radharani's Bhav. This is Gopi Bhav. Not Gopi Bhav. Oh, yeah, Gopi. I can't Gopi. Where's Bhav? No Bhav. Become Taratmika with the Bhav of Radharani. This is Gopi Bhav. This is Bhajan. First Bhav, then Sharir. Because that Bhav is so magnetic that it attracts Krishna. Krishna Karshan. This is a quality of Bhav. Krishna Karshan. You read in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there's six characteristics of Bhakti. Right? Yes? Akarshan. Krishna Karshati. When one has Bhav, then Krishna comes. It's not a cheap thing. So Madhavendra Puri, he's so much identifying with Radharani's Bhav, he became so humble. Radharani's so humble, she says, I dina dayarda natahe. So this is the quality of bhakti. So when one develops devotion, what happens? He becomes very, very humble. He becomes so humble. He feels so poor. He feels so wretched. He really feels that way. So this is the feelings. This is the underlying feelings of Gopi Bhav, of Siddha Deha, of perfection. It has to have some basis. You can't fly in the air without any grounding. Dina Dayarda Natahe, any advanced devotee, he will feel like this in the context of his performing, as he's performing devotional service, in his acts and expression of devotion, he will show this mood of Dina Dayarda Natahe. Oh my Lord, Dina, what am I? I am nothing. You're everything. Without you, I'm nothing. Dina Dayarda Natahe. You are compassionate to the fallen. Am I not fallen? Am I not exhibiting enough humility? Am I not exhibiting enough fallen mood that you're attracted to me? Oh, Nath. Ayi dina dayarda natahe. Matura. Maturanath Kadavilokyase, this is part of bhajan. At the level of bhav, and this shastiyam sadhana is in bhajan rahasyam, describes bhava. And in that chapter, he's saying that bhava is inside of this verse. This verse has bhava. Nayanam galadashudarya, vadanam gadgada rudyagira, pulakar nichitam vapulkada, vapulkada. This is bhav. This is bhav bhajan. Kada, again, this word kada, it's in this verse also. Kada avalokya. Madhavendra Puri, Radharani is saying, Madhavendra is saying, oh, Mathuranath, when will I see you? Kada. And Mahabharu is praying a shikshastikam. Nayanam galad ashudarya, varanam gadgada vridyagira, pulakar nichitam bapu kada, tava grahani bhavishiti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is praying, kada, when? When will tears flow from my eyes? When will I tremble, my hair stand on end when I chant the holy name? When will this happen? This is the basis of bhav, bhav bhajan. Then the next verse is on the border of prema. This is vipralamba bhajan. Aidina de ardhanatahe. That's why Madhavendra Puri is described, he is the seed of Sringhar Ras. And if we want to learn this bhajan, if we want to attain Gopi Bhav, then we must follow in this mood, this Dina Deyardhanathahe. This verse is so dear to Srimati Radharani. This verse is so dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, i.e. Dina Deyardhanathahe, because he's in Radha Bhav. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Vipralamba Bhav. Once, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went to Raimuna. Raimuna is in Orissa. And there's a famous deity of Kirchor Gopinath, the Gopinath who stole Kir for Madhavendra Puri. Lord Chaitanya went there. And when he went to the temple of Kirchor Gopinath in Raimuna, he started to tell the devotees about the Madhavendra Puri Charitra, the glories of Madhavendra Puri, how this deity, Kirchor Gopinath, stole Kir for Madhavendra Puri. It's a pastime, Leela. When Lord Chaitanya was reciting Madhavendra Puri's verse, which is Radharani's verse, he fainted in ecstasy. This was the second time that this happened. Lord Chaitanya fainted in ecstasy. But another time in Navadvip Leela, actually in Mayapur, very much near his house, but near the Jagannath Mandir, Lord Chaitanya, one day, he went to the house of Shuklambara Brahmachari. Shuklambara Brahmachari. And he met all the devotees there, Bhaktagan. He met all the devotees. And Lord Chaitanya was in a very deep mood of separation. So at one point, he started speaking to the devotees verses about bhakti. So first he spoke, Sarvopadi Vinir Muktam. Sarvopadi Vinir Muktam Tat Paratvena Nirmalam Rishikesha Rishikenam Sevanam Bhakti Uchate. This is bhakti, oh my dear devotees, listen. Sarva Upadi Vinir Muktam Vinir Mukti. We must become completely free from all designations, upadis. And then we can attain actual bhakti. And then he recited another verse. When he recited this verse, he, as we say nowadays, he lost it. He lost it. He was describing the progression of bhakti. Sarvopadi vinirmuktam tatparatmina nirmalam rishikesha rishikenam sevanam bhakti uchate. First, we give up designations. I'm not Punjabi. That's the first one. I am not Punjabi. I am not woman. I am not man. I am not Delhiite. And I am not Indian. Aham Brahmasmi. Krishnadas. Aham Krishnadas. Aham Krishnadasi. Then we go further. Then we get to the idea that I'm Krishna's servant. And then we, as we progress from bhakti, we get to the level of bhav. And then we start to feel separation. So then Lord Chaitanya, then he quoted this verse. Then he cried out, Aidina Dayardhanathahe, Mataranath Kadavalokyase. Riliam Swad Avalokya Kataram. He cried out this verse, and there was one pillar. There was one pillar in the house. So Lord Chaitanya grabbed that pillar. And he was crying out like this, and he was holding onto the stone pillar. And what happened? Because of the pressure of his bhav, because of the weight of his viraha bhav, what happened to that stone pillar? It crumbled. It fell down like this. It fell on the floor, and Lord Chaitanya fell on the floor. Mahaprabhu fell on the floor in his beautiful kesh, his hair scattered all over the floor. Nath. And when all the devotees saw, when they saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu faint in ecstatic bliss of separation from Krishna in Radha Bhav, then they all fainted also. This is Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur. So that's why in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a shloka in the It's a shloka, Krishna prema kari upadesh, Krishna virahe bhaktera bhava vishesh. Krishna's Kaviraj is saying, a shloka, Krishna prema kari upadesh. With this shloka, Madhavan, with it, what shloka? Ai dina dayar danatahe. With this shloka, Madhavendra Puri is giving upadesh. No upadesh? Upadesh amrita. This is Madhavendra Puri Upadesh. Kare Upadesh. He's doing Upadesh. He's giving instructions. What instruction is he giving? Bhava Vishesh. Krishnera Virahe Bhaktera Bhava Vishesh. He's describing the special characteristics of Bhav. Bhava Vishesh. One of the characteristics of Bhav is Krishna Viraha. One must develop intense mood of separation from Krishna. This is Bhav. This is the teaching of Madhavendra Puri. This is Upadesh. Krishna's coverage is telling. This is third Antilila, 8th chapter, 85th verse. So who is Madhavendra Puri teaching this Viraha, Krishna Viraha? To us, the members of the Chaitanya tree. This Bhakti Kalpa tree has branches. The trunk of the tree, the main trunk of the tree is Mahaprabhu, but then there's branches. One branch is Nityananda, one branch is Advaita. Big branches. And then there's sub-branches of Nityananda. The branch is ISKCON. ISKCON is a branch of Nityananda's branch of the Chaitanya tree. That's why, in a purport, maybe not far from here, Prabhupada is saying, in the purport to number 18, the branches of the Chaitanya tree formed a cluster or society. Visha Visha Shaka Kari, Eka Eka Mandal, Maha Maha Shaka, Chaila Brahmanda Sakal. The branches, the Shaka of Chaitanya tree formed a mandal, Ek Mandal. So many branches, but Ek Mandal. The Bhakti Mandal, the Prem Mandal, Gauranga Prem Sangha, Gauranga Prem Mandala. And there are branches covering all the universe. And Prabhupada's purport, Mamta Bhav. Doesn't say the Krishna consciousness. He says our, mine. Our Krishna conscious, our, I don't know about yours, but our International Society for Krishna Consciousness is one of the branches of the Chaitanya tree. And it is actually a branch of Nityananda's. As it branches, sub-branches that waited like this. So, Madhavendra Puri came to teach all of us, Upadesh, us, Vipralamba Bhajan. Therefore, this verse is so important for all of us. This verse is a key. So this shloka, Ai Dina Dayardhanate, is the chabi, is the key. To what? To the Prem Kosh, the treasury of Radharani's heart, the Mahanidhi. Mahanidhi means the treasury of Radharani's prema. The servant of the treasure of Radharani's prema. Mahanidhi. This is explanation by Rupa Goswami. There's one pranam mantra written to Rupa Goswami where the name Mahanidhi is there. To Rupa Goswami, Kataram, he opened the treasure house. He opened the treasure house of Radha prema and distributed. No, I'm Mahanidhi. I'm not Swami, but That's it. External thing. Upadi. Naham vipro nacha narapatir napi vaisho na shudro naham vani nacha griha patir nova natir yutoba. Kintu prodya nikala paramananda. What is it? Gopi bhartu padakamalir das das dasi dasi anodasi. Aham dasi. Apka, whatever you are, but aham dasi. Amar gurudev dasi hai. Amar param guru dasi hai. Aram parat paraguru dasi hai. Nayanamani Manjari, then Prabhupada Manjari, then Bhaktivinoda Kamala Manjari, and Vilas Manjari. This is the Manjari Parampara. This is Siddha Parampara. Conclusion is we should memorize this verse, Ayidina Dirardanathe. We should deeply enter into the mood of this bhajan. Because the elements, this verse is full of the. This verse, spoken by Madhavendrapuri, is upadesh for you and me, all of us. And this upadesh will bring us to prayojan. The prayojan is viraha prem, radha bhav. This is the goal. And in the development of that viparalamba bhajan, we will cultivate feelings of dina dayardanate, dina bhav, dainya bhav, dina dayardanate. This is the first verse. Ai dina dayardanate. I, without you, I'm nothing. Krishna, without you, I am nothing. I'm begging you. You're compassionate. You're kind. You are kind and compassionate to the fallen, to the destitute. So Radharani's praying, Krishna, I'm without you. I'm in Vrindavan. You're in Mathura. I'm without you. I'm so poor. And you're famous as Dina Bandhu. Dina Bandhu and Dina this, that. You're so kind to everyone. Well, why don't you be kind to me? Please be kind to me, my dear Mathuranath. Remember, you used to be Radhanath. Now you're Mathuranath. Please, Dina, Ai Dina Dayardanath, please be kind to me, because I'm dying. My heart is breaking. I'm so agitated because I can't see you. Kada, when will I see you? Because without seeing you, when I'm not seeing you, Kataram. Avalokya says, Ridiam Katara, my heart is just trembling, shaking, agitated, disturbed. And I can't do anything. I am immobilized. I am totally stunned. This is one of the bhavas. This is the eighth symptom of sattvic bhava. It's called stumbha, or pralaya. Excuse me, pralaya. Stumbha is before that. I'm stunned. I can't do anything without seeing you. Kim karomyaham. Kim Karomi, what can I do? This is the same mood above in the Shikshastakam. I Nanda Tanaja Kinkaram Patidam Bamba Shameva Bambado Kripyatava Padam Pankaja Stita Duli Sadrisham Vichin. He says in that verse he's saying, Kim Karomi, I Nanda Tanaja Kinkaram. Oh Nanda Nandan, what can I do? We as sadhakas, we should deeply feel that what is wrong with my bhajan? What is wrong with my practice of bhakti? Why am I not seeing Krishna? Kada. Lord Chaitanya is teaching this. Shikshastakam is a teaching. The word is kada, means when. When will I see? 50 million lifetimes. We will see when we become Dina Dayardanath, when we have this humility and this dependence and this feeling. So much separation, crying out for Krishna. What did Prabhupada teach us? He taught us from day one we should cry to Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We should cry. When we chant the holy name of the Lord, we should be full of... Prabhupada is telling in 1966, he's teaching Viparalamba Bhajan. 1966, Prabhupada is teaching Viparalamba Bhajan. Kada avalokyase, kada avalokyase, I'm crying. When will I see you, Krishna? We should, Srila Prabhupada, our Gurudev said, we should chant the holy name of the Lord with the mood. Mood means bhav. You understand? Mood. Mood, mellow, you say bhav. We say mood. Mood, the feelings, not the modes, the mood, the feeling. We should chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra with the mood, feeling, bhav should be the genuine, should be the genuine crying of a child for its mother. A child will cry for his mother when he is in separation from his mother. If a child is sitting on the lap of his mother with the mother's breast in his mouth, he will not cry, guaranteed. Have you ever seen? Have you ever seen a baby with the mother's breast in the mouth? Not possible. He's smiling, mother's smiling, everybody's smiling. That's not the way we chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's not like this. Not smiling, ha ha, Hare Krishna. Prabhupada's not telling that. Baby, genuine child separated from his mother, separated, he's crying for his mother because of separation. Separation means vipralamba. Separation means viraha. You understand? So Prabhupada is telling from day one, our bhajan is baby bhajan. Vacha bhajan. Our bhajan is baby bhajan. Vacha bhajan. Crying. Crying bhajan. Vipralamba bhajan. Prabhupada is teaching this one phrase. If someone picked that up, they would be like flying in the spiritual sky. Genuine crying of a child for his mother. Mother Hara. Radha. Yeah, not his mother, Radha. Crying for Radha. This is the point. That we should be crying for Radha. Oh, Mother Hara. Hara means Radharani. Mother, sister, friend, whatever. Whatever you are, help me. Kripa karo. So let us take some of these ideas into our life. Let us implement some of these ideas in our bhajan, our practice of devotion, of chanting and meditation. And understand that when we actually perform bhakti bhajan, we will see the genuine result. Prabhupada is not a cheater. Prabhupada is not kapat. He didn't come to this world to cheat. He came to this world to distribute prema. He's a gopi. He came to give gopi bhav. We didn't join a cheating society. We left a society of cheaters, not to be cheated. This is not, there's a real thing is here, bhakti bhajan. Madhavendra Puri Pada Ki Jai, Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. So when Radharani's feeling separation from Krishna, she, Mathuranath, Kadavalokese, when will I see you? And she starts staggering and feeling, and then she just, there's a tamal tree, and she grabs a tamal tree. She holds on, because the tamal is the same shine, the same sheen and shine and curve like Krishna. And she sees the tamal, Krishna, Mathuranath, and then she collapses and faints underneath the tamal tree. Just like Lord Chaitanya fainted on the floor of Shuklambara Brahmacharya underneath the kumbha, the pillar. Same bhav, same lila, same radha in the form of a gaur. Gaur lila is the gateway to Vipralamba Bhajan. It is the road, it is the gate, it is the roadway of, let's say it's the roadway of Vipralamba Bhajan. The pastimes, the teachings of bhav. And Gauranga is audharya, he's giving it. Radharani is not giving her heart to anyone but Krishna. Radharani gives her heart to Krishna, no one else. She's a sati. She's a param sati, param chaste. She's the most chaste lady in the entire universe, heart to no one but Krishna. So how do we attain the heart of Radharani? By Mahaprabhu Kripa. By Mahaprabhu Kripa we attain the heart of Radharani. He's distributing her heart. That Vipralamba will come from Gauranga to the Gaur Bhaktas. Gaur Bhakta Vrindaki. I think we'll stop there. And I pray to Giri Govardhan and Srimati Radhika and my Gurudev that they will all bless you with a beautiful experience of Krishna consciousness, and you will all experience the sweet taste of chanting the holy name and actually realize your eternal individual relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and enter into the Prem Seva of Sri Radha Govinda Yuga. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.